For the opportunity to come here and testify at the end of the year.
有机会回顾还有分享个人所得到的恩典及不值之处。
To give me this opportunity, well, actually, it is hard to begin to share what God has done for me in my life.
希望此见证能清楚说明神的恩典、慈爱及荣耀他的名。
I hope that this testimony will be able to bear witness to the love and the mercy of God and to bring glory to His name.
那我今天想要见证两件事情。
So I'd like to testify about two things.
第一是神如何赐给我先生和我孩子。
The first is how God gave my husband and I a child.
以及我是再一次又再一次，我又是再一次如认识我所敬拜的神。
And also about how I have once again come to know the God that I worship.
我们他六快七年前结婚的。
We were married about 7 years ago.
刚开始我们对于有小孩的观念是有也好，没有也可以。
And when we were first married, we were okay with having kids, but we were okay with not having kids too.
因为我们听到很多家长对于现在孩子他们所面临的环境。
Because when we would hear about how other parents would share about how they had the environment that their children had to grow up in.
那在学生联会还有教会也看到许多的小朋友。
And we also see many children in church during Sabbaths or spiritual convocations.
觉得这个世代养孩子真的很难。
And we felt like it is actually very difficult to bring up a child in this society.
因此就觉得有也好，没有也很不错。
And that's why we felt like if we had a kid, that would be great, but if not, that would be fine too.
但是总是不敢说不。
But we were of course afraid to just say no.
因为我们知道说神设立婚姻其中的目的就是使我们有繁衍后代。
Because we know that one of the reasons that God established marriage is so that we can have a next generation.
但是也不去强求。
But we would also not ask God for this too often.
因为不想因为太过执着而没有而难过。
Because we also didn't want to be so stubborn to the point that we would then be upset or hurt if we did not get a child.
那加上我先生说省下的钱可以带我去环游世界。
My husband also said that the money we could save from not having a kid, we could use on vacationing around the world.
所以这样子的提非常的诱惑。
And so that was very tempting.
我在从读书时期我的月经就非常的不正常。
Actually, for me, my menstrual cycle is already irregular.
我在读书的时候，曾经可以有两三个月都没有月经。
Back when I was studying in school, I could go for 2-3 months without having a period.
那结婚后情况并没有什么改善。
And after we got married, that also didn't really change.
因此，我不实在无法像有一些人说可以算出排卵期什么时候。
And I was not like other people who could actually tell you what time of month they would get their period.
2009年的10月我和我父母亲的一家人我们去游轮。
In 2009, my entire family went on a cruise.
那还没去之前我就有一些过敏的现象。
Before we went on the cruise, I already had some symptoms of allergies.
到了船上之后就情况更加的严重。
And when we got to the cruise, then these reactions became worse.
那一度就发烧呼吸困难。
And I had a fever the entire time, and I had trouble breathing.
最后不得已就去了医疗室。
And so, in the end, I had to go to a hospital or a clinic.
那医疗室的医生要开药给我之前就问我是否怀孕了。
And before the doctor gave me a medication or prescription, he asked me if I was pregnant.
我心里想说测一测也好。
And I thought it wouldn't be a bad idea to test it out.
因为从到了船上，我妈妈就一直说，我觉得你怀孕的。
Because from the time we got onto the cruise, my mother kept telling me, I feel like you're pregnant.
因为她发现我的食量变大。
Because she felt like, 比较胖。
食量。
Oh, because she had felt like I was eating, I had a bigger appetite.
那我个人是觉得因为很开心，所以就吃的比较多。
But I thought I was just happy, and that's why I was eating a lot.
但是后来我又发觉，我的嗅觉很像变得很敏锐。
But then I also realized that my sense of smell was becoming more acute.
就比如说连肥皂我都非常的挑剔。
For example, when it came to even the types of soap I was using, I became very picky.
因此我就想说反正测一测也好。
And so that's why I thought like it wouldn't be a bad idea to test to see if I was pregnant.
谁知道一测医生跟我说我怀孕了。
Who knew that after the test, the doctor told me I was pregnant.
就因为这样子他不敢开药给我。
And because of that, he was afraid to prescribe me medication.
当船停港，停到最后一个港的时候，他马上把我送到当地的医院。
And so when the ship hit the last port of call, the doctor sent me to a hospital there.
一到了医院，妇产科医生就先看我。
And once we got there, the doctor saw me.
那医生先照了超声波。
The doctor first gave me a ultrasound.
那他说大概六个星期左右，但是没有心跳。
Gynecologist told me that it had been about 6 weeks and I had no, there was no heartbeat inside of me. Well, not me, but the other inside me.
那我回到洛杉矶之后。
After we got back to LA.
我就约了妇产科医生做检查。
Then I went to a OBG. I went to an OBG here for a checkup.
但是医生一个礼拜又一个礼拜叫我回去，一样都没有验到心跳。
And after another week, he had me go back for another test, and at the same time, again, they could not detect the heartbeat.
之前在就是我们在墨西哥那个妇产科医生就跟我说，他就给我心理准备说，可能这个小孩子不会存活。
Actually, back in Mexico, when I had seen that first OBG during the cruise, that OBG had told me that this child probably doesn't have a chance of survival.
因为我当时的身体状况还有发烧等等一些症状，所以他觉得这个小孩子存活机会不高。
Because of the way my body was handling it at the time and the symptoms I was having, and also just the state of my health, he said this child probably doesn't have a chance of survival.
那一直检查到十二个礼拜，医生就说他建议我用做手术拿掉。
And so until when it came to this 12th week of pregnancy, the doctor suggested that we have an abortion.
那我就想说再撑一下，就到了十五个礼拜，最后才做手术。
And I felt like we should wait until the last week to have the surgery.
那因为第一次怀孕是没有心理准备，然后再加上生病，医生也说这是很正常的现象。
Because this was my first pregnancy, and I was sick, my doctor said that this is all pretty normal.
因为他说如果胚胎不健康，就会自然排掉。
Because he said that if the fetus isn't healthy, then you'll actually normally lose it or have a miscarriage.
所以我们也没有去查说是什么原因。
So we didn't go and try to find out or diagnose what was the reason for this.
但是这第一次的经验使我知道，我如果没有孩子，可能会有遗憾。
But from this first experience, let me realize that I could feel a sense of regret if I were ultimately to not have a child.
所以未来之后我们就想说想可以再次怀孕。
So after that, then we felt like maybe we can actually try to get pregnant.
但是一直都没有消息。
But nothing happened.
大家也都非教会的弟兄姐妹也都非常的关心。
The brothers and sisters in church were very concerned.
他们的关很多有一些人拿一些秘方，有一些人告诉我们一些可以做的事情等等，非常的关心。
People gave me different things, and they also gave me different advice, and to try to they showed a lot of concern and care.
甚至有人说你去旅游啊，回来就会有了。
People even said that if you just go on vacation and you come back, then you'll have a kid.
去两个礼拜回来还是没有。
So we went on vacation for 2 weeks, and I came back still not pregnant.
但是我们一直把它放在祷告中。
But we continue to pray for it.
就这样子过了两年。
And 2 years passed.
在2011年的六月左右，我又发现怀孕了。
In around June of 2011, I realized I was pregnant again.
我马上到了妇产科医生那里。
So I went back to an OBG.
但是医生一看，仍然没有心跳。
But this doctor looked and he said there still is no heartbeat.
他验血之后跟我说，我体内的黄体激素太过低于标准值。
And after he gave me a blood test, he found that my progesterone levels were not normal.
黄体激素是支持怀孕还有胚胎的形成。
Progesterone is something that supports the development of a fetus.
在 胎盘还没有形成之前，是一切胚胎的形成是由黄体激素支持的。
And so before the fetus develops into a certain stage, it's actually basically supported almost completely by progesterone.
医生说，他就马上，医生说这其实现在的妇女有很多人都有这个毛病。
And the doctor said that actually many women today have abnormally low levels of progesterone.
医生因此他马上给我开了黄体激素，让我服用。
And so the doctor provided a supplement for me.
从我服用大概有一个月多。
And I used this for a little over a month.
那每次回去给医生看，仍然还是没有看到心跳。
But every time we went back to the doctor, he still could not find a heartbeat.
期间我们就一直的请我们求神怜悯。
And so we continued to ask God for His mercy.
最后医生为了确定，让我去照深入超声波。
In the end, the doctor agreed to let me go take an ultrasound.
结果回来的是我怀的是双胞胎。
And in the end, the results show that I was pregnant with twins.
但是医生也确定没有生命迹象。
But the doctor also was sure that there were no signs of life.
他劝我赶快做手术拿掉。
And he told me that I should have a surgery to remove the lifeless fetus.
我一直深信，只要神愿意，生命在他手上。
But I continue to believe that as long as it's God's will, life is in the hands of God.
只要神愿意，他可以使他们有心跳。
As long as it is the will of God, He can give them a heartbeat.
尤其又听到是双胞胎，又更开心。
Especially when I heard that they were twins, I was even happier.
很希望可以留住。
And I really hope that we could actually, or these could actually make it.
我这个人比较懒，我觉得一次解决很好。
And I'm kind of a lazy person, so I felt like it's cool to have two kids at once and get rid of it in one shot.
所以我有信心说神可以成全。
So I believe that God would make it happen.
但是我一直等。
And I continue to wait.
医生说不可以等太久。
And the doctor said you can't wait too long.
他说尤其怀双胞胎，怕我如果自然流产会流血过多。
Yeah, because he said since they're twins, if you wait until they normally or naturally miscarriage out, then you may have an excessive loss of blood.
但是因为第一次在手术台的经验，
but because of the first experience of the surgery,
我觉得那种经验让我觉得很不好。
I felt like that experience was not very good.
躺在冷冷的手术台上，
to just lay there on a cold surgery table,
强强的灯光照在你的脸上，
with that strong light shining in your face,
一个口罩戴上去，
and somebody wearing a mask,
一个人不断地问你问题，
and somebody continuing to ask you questions,
直到你想回答也没有办法回答的时候，
until when you want to answer, you are even unable to answer.
当你醒来的时候，已经躺在另外一个床上，
and when you wake up, you're already lying on a different bed.
体会到了生命的脆弱，
and you experience how fragile life is,
还有人的无助，
and how helpless man is.
我在这期间的祷告中，我跟神这样子说。
And so during a prayer, I told God,
我帮你做圣工。
I do holy work for you.
求孩子只不过是小事。
To ask for a kid is not a big thing.
教会这么多人有。
There are so many people in church who have children.
有人一二连三的生。
There are people who continue to just keep having kids.
为什么我只是求一个？
How come I've only asked for one child?
你都不肯给我。
And you still won't give me one.
你不是说做圣工不落空吗？
Don't you say that when you do holy work, then it will not be in vain?
我等了两年，为什么你不肯怜悯？
I waited for 2 years. How come you won't have mercy on me?
尤其如果这不是你要给我的，你就不会让我有。
If this is not for you, if this isn't something you want to give me, then you would not give it to me.
但是一直都没有结果。
But nothing happened.
在一个星期天的晚上。
On a Sunday night.
我那时候已经流血了很多天。
At that time, I had already been bleeding for many days.
那肚子就很痛。
And my stomach hurt a lot.
痛到没有受不了了，就觉得很像需要去蹲厕所。
Until a point where I couldn't stand it, and I felt like I need to go to the bathroom.
一蹲厕所就听到啪的一声，血就亮流出来。
And once I got in the toilet, then a big splash occurred, and just a whole bunch of blood exited from me.
我就整整坐在马桶上面两个小时。
And I just sat there on the toilet for 2 hours.
就一直流血，流到一度发冷汗。
Bleeding until I had a cold sweat.
没有力气，甚至睡着。
And I had no more energy and fell asleep.
我先生 Steven 就一直在旁边祷告。
And Steve, my husband, just continued praying next to me.
但是感谢神，两个小时后就停了。
But thank God after 2 hours, it stopped.
那平安就在家里休息。
And I peacefully was able to rest at home.
那去给医生检查，医生也说流得很干净。
When I went to the doctor for a checkup, he said that you actually did bleed it out very cleanly.
这个时候，这个过后，心情很平静。
After this, my heart felt at peace.
或许是因为在流产之前已经接受了不可能有的事实。
Maybe it's because that during this time I had already experienced the unexpected.
但那因为等待的心情也不好过，所以感觉像一件事情终于解决了。
And because it was not a good feeling to wait, I guess I felt relieved that this matter had passed.
可是我心中一直有一个问题困扰着我。
But in my heart there was a question that continued to bother me.
为什么
？Why?
是我做错了什么吗？
Is it because I did something wrong?
为什么就是不给我？
How come you won't give me a kid?
在我流产后的接下一个礼拜，刚好是我们的秋季灵恩会。
After this miscarriage, our fall spiritual convocation just came around the corner.
在祷告中，那个礼拜的祷告中，我非常的挣扎。
And during that week of prayer, I was very, I was conflicted in my heart.
我非常的埋怨。
I complain a lot.
我觉得为什么神，为什么我要的这么小东西，神不肯给我。
I felt like I just want this one small thing. How come God won't give it to me?
我努力帮你做圣工，为什么你就是不肯祝福我
？I work hard to do holy work for you. How come you're unwilling to bless me?
在祷告中，除了埋怨就没有别的。
And so in my prayers, other than complaining, there was nothing else.
但是在联会快结束的一次祷告中
，But during a prayer near the end of the spiritual convocation，
神使我明白，也让我想通。
God let me understand. He also let me see.
他在祷告中让我明白，他原来是这么的爱我。
He allowed me to understand how much he loved me.
他爱我的不只是现在。
He loved me not just for the present.
而是爱我直到永恒。
But for eternity.
他在乎的不是我的一生。
And what he cares about isn't just my life here.
而更在乎我能走到最后的救恩。
But even more, he cares about whether I can walk until the end, the ultimate salvation.
也就因为他爱我。
And it's because he loves me.
所以他帮助我可以走到最后。
That he'll help me to walk to the end.
我才知道说原来我一直是错的。
And so I finally understood that this whole time I was the one that was wrong.
其实我的态度一直是不对的。
Actually, my attitude had been wrong the whole time.
我做圣工似乎是很想得到一些回报。
When I did holy work, it was as if I felt like I was doing it to be paid back.
我心中有骄傲。
And I was proud in my heart.
我觉得我所做的在神眼中应该要算上什么。
And I felt like the things I did for him should count for something in his eyes.
但是在祷告中，他使我明白。
But during this prayer, he helped me to understand.
我今天可以做圣工。
Today, I'm able to do holy work.
是因为神还肯用我。
Because he's willing to use me.
因为他的怜悯。
Because of his mercy.
我才可以一个礼拜又一个礼拜的帮他做圣工。
I am able to do holy work for him week after week.
这一切是他的恩典。
All of this is his grace.
是他的怜悯，所以我才可以做。
It's because of his mercy that I'm able to do this.
我怎么可以求回报呢
？How could I ask for repayment?
因为本身可以做，就已经是他的恩典了。
Because the ability to even do it in the first place is already his grace.
神又使我想到。
And God also allowed me to think.
我究竟算什么，值得他这样的顾念
？That no matter that even though I am useless or worthless, he still cares for me so much.
原来我所认识的神其实是这么有限的。
And it turns out my understanding of God had been so limited.
我不太了解我所敬拜的神。
I actually did not really understand the God that I worship.
他可以让我继续的这样子生活下去。
He could continue to let me live like this.
他可以给我想要的。
He could have given me what I wanted.
他可以让我的骄傲继续的生长。
He could have let my pride continue to grow.
但是有一天，我的骄傲会是我的致命伤。
But one day, that pride would become a mortal scar.
当我继续这么的走下去
，It would become a mortal wound, and because if I continue to walk down that road,
那只会是我信仰的失望。
It would be the end of my faith.
因为骄傲就如内出血一样。
Because pride is just like internal bleeding.
没有人知道。
Nobody knows it.
也没有人看见。
Nobody sees it.
但是你自己知道。
But you know it.
里面就如流血一般，一滴一滴的流。
And inside, you just continue to bleed drop after drop.
最后它会耗尽你的灵命。
Until in the end, it takes over your life.
最后你只是转头离开这个教会。
Until in the end, you turn your head and you walk away from church.
因为你觉得这个地方已经容不下你。
Because you feel like this place cannot bear with you anymore.
但是我觉得我原来是这么的 不配。
But then I realized I am this unworthy.
因为神让我明白这个事情。
Because God allowed me to understand this.
他预备了这么一件事情发生。
He prepared this event to happen in my life.
使我可以看清原来我真正心里想的是这些事情。
So that I could understand and see that this is what was going on inside my heart.
又再次被提醒。
And once again be reminded.
但是我算得上什么？
What am I worth?
我连蝼蚁都不如。
I'm nothing. I'm not even like an ant.
但是神却安排这一切。
But God arranged all this to happen.
因为他顾念我的救恩。
Because He cares about my salvation.
他爱我，希望我能走到最后。
He loves me and wants me to walk to the end.
他这么的爱我。
He loves me this much.
爱我爱到最后断了一口气。
Until my last breath.
我为什么却怀疑不信？
Why did I doubt and why did I not believe?
我为什么去埋怨?
Why did I complain?
原来我能不能得救?
It turns out in the end, whether or not I can be saved,
神很在乎,
is something God cares about.
就是因为这样子,
and it's because of this.
我明白。
That I understood.
神爱我们每一个人。
God loves every one of us.
爱的不是现在而已。
Not for who we are today.
他愿意爱我们，爱到我们进天国。
He's willing to love us until we make it to heaven.
那么大的爱。
That kind of great love.
我如同蝼蚁。
Is I'm not even like an ant.
我怎么敢叫神回答我什么或应允我什么？
How could I dare to ask God to reply to me about anything or to grant me anything?
就因为这次的体验，我再一次认识到我所敬拜的神。
It's because of this experience that once again I came to know and understand my God.
从这个之后，很多人继续帮我祷告。
From that point on, many people pray for me.
到了差不多快几十就流产后几个月。
Until it's about a few months after that miscarriage.
有两个姐妹。跑来跟我讲。
Two sisters came to find me.
她说我祷告帮你祷告的时候，神告诉我你年底就会怀孕。
And they told me that during my prayer, God told me that you would become pregnant by the end of the year.
我不想再去坚持什么，所以我感谢神。若是这样子，愿神旨意成全。
I didn't want to insist or persist in anything, so I just said, "Okay, if it's God's will, then may it happen."
但是在十二月初左右，我又发现我怀孕了。
But in the beginning of December, I realized again that I was pregnant.
我就马上到医生那里。
So I quickly went to the doctor.
那因为之前的经验，医生查出。我流产的原因是因为体内不够黄体素。
And it's because in the past, from the previous experience, the doctor had diagnosed that I had low levels of progesterone.
因此还没怀孕的时候，我就固定期有在服用黄体素。
Which is why this time before I was even pregnant, I continued to take these supplements.
我去医生那里一检查。
So when I went to the doctor for an inspection.
他一看就有了心跳。
Right away, he detected a heartbeat.
我跟我先生都很开心。
My husband and I were both very happy.
我们体会到原来那么微微的心跳。
We experienced that, it turns out, such a small and very insignificant heartbeat.
一切都在神掌握之中。
Even that is all in the hands of God.
在这怀孕的期间有一些并发症。
During the course of this pregnancy, there were a few complications.
我有孕程糖尿病。
I realized that I had diabetes.
后来又医生又说我有尿道发炎。
The doctor also diagnosed me with urinary tract infection.
后来我两手又得了手腕的职业病。
And then I also got carpal tunnel in both of my hands.
然后怀孕末期又有胎毒。
And then towards the end of the pregnancy, I actually had what they call PUPPP.
除了胸口之外，全身都发痒。
Other than my chest area, my entire body became itchy.
甚至连脚底都痒。
Even my toes and the bottom of my feet were itchy.
总是没有办法睡觉，然后一直抓到流血。
So I could not sleep, and I would continue scratching myself until I bled.
那这一切，我都觉得说，或许就怀孕的时候就刚好会，我的体质就是这样。
And I figured, I guess these are just the usual symptoms of being pregnant.
但是在三十几周的时候，当我们去照超声波。
But
小孩子三十几周的时候，but
in the 30th week of the child, I went for another ultrasound.
那医生发现小孩子有心脑室缺陷。
And the doctor realized that this child has ventricular septal defect.
也就是说，他的其中一个心房没有破洞。
Which means that there is actually a hole or an opening in one of his ventricles.
医生问我说，我要不要检查？因为他跟我说，大部分生出来的孩子在生出来那一刻，他会合起来。
In his heart, and so the doctor asked me if I wanted that to be looked into. He also told me that typically, after a child is born, that hole will kind of just repair itself.
但是他必须要让我知道，有1%的机会，孩子可能有唐氏综合症。
But he did have to tell me that there is a 1% chance that your child will have Down syndrome.
当我听到的时候，我很震惊。
When I heard this, I was very worried.
他跟我说，那你要不要检查孩子有没有唐氏综合症？
And so he asked me if I wanted him to test or check to see if this child does have Down syndrome.
我跟他说不用，因为心想，知道了也不可以拿掉。
And I said no, because in my heart I felt like even if he does have it, it's not like we can get rid of him.
而且已经怀孕太久，医生也没有说要拿掉。
And plus, I had been pregnant for so long that the doctor himself also didn't suggest an abortion.
当我一个回到车上的时候
，When I went back to the car,
门一关起来
，and closed the door,
眼泪就流下来。
My tears fell.
虽然医生说只有1%的机会。
Even though the doctor said there's only a 1% chance.
但是我连那1%我都不希望有。
But I didn't even want that 1% chance to exist.
Steven 和我一样的难过。
And Steve was also upset like me.
我们只是希望生出一个健康的孩子。
All we wanted was to have a healthy baby.
我们不一定要他很聪明或者是天才。
We didn't need him to be very smart or to be a genius.
我们只希望他健康。
We just wanted healthy.
因此在祷告中一直求神的怜悯。
And so in our prayers, we continue to ask God for His mercy.
愿求神他的医治。
We ask God for His healing.
在快40周的时候去给医生再次检查。
Around the 40th week, we went back to the doctor for a checkup.
医生很惊讶地跟我说，他看不到洞了。
And the doctor was very surprised and told me that he doesn't see a hole anymore.
他花了十几分钟一直确定为什么本来的洞今天看不到了。
He spent over 10 minutes trying to figure out how come that hole in his heart that he had seen before seemed like it was gone.
更奇妙的是，既然在还没生下来的时候洞就自己合起来了。
Even more miraculous was that this hole closed itself before the baby was actually born.
对我来说，这是很大的神迹。
To me, this was a great miracle.
在生产的时候，孩子的头很像一直出不来。
During the actual during when I was actually giving birth, it seemed like the child's head could not come out.
那我的妇产科医生因为同时有另外一个病人也在同一家医院生，所以他两个病房一直轮流跑。
And because my OBG had another patient who was giving birth in the same hospital, he had to split his time between me and the other patient.
他来回几次看了看，然后就摇了摇头。
He would come back to my room and then take a look and then shake his head.
他很像跟护士讲说，如果再生不出来，可能要想别的方法。
And he told the nurse, if this baby doesn't come out, we might have to think of another plan.
我看到他那么表情，我心里就慌了。
And when I saw that expression on his face, then I became flustered.
我心里想，不会吧，痛了那么久，才跟我说要剖腹。
I figured that I have been in pain for such a long time, you can't wait until now to tell me this.
我心里一直祷告说，神，我不要剖腹，我不要剖腹。
And I kept on praying to God that I did not want a C-section.
这时 Steven 就在旁边大声地用灵言祷告。
And so at that time, Steve just prayed loudly in tongues next to me.
一直到小孩子生下来。
Until a child was born.
但是感谢神，我生的时间差不多只有三四十分钟而已。
Thank God, the whole time that it took me to give birth to this child was only 30-40 minutes.
生完的时候，医生还问我们说：“你们是基督徒吗？”
And after the birth, the doctor even asked me, "Are you guys Christians?"
你刚才那个祷告是什么祷告？
And what was that prayer that you guys were just praying?
我们就跟他讲，我们是真耶稣教会的，那个是灵言的祷告。
And we told them we're from the True Jesus Church, and that was prayer in tongues.
很感谢神，就这样子生下了一个健康的小孩。
Really thank God, just like this, we gave birth to a healthy baby.
这一路走来，充满了神的恩典还有恩惠。
This entire road was filled with the grace of God and His blessings.
神很感谢神的祝福，给我们有下一代这个产业。
And we really thank God that He gave us this inheritance of a next generation.
但是在这过去的四年，让我对于认识神有不同的有不同的一面。
But over these last few years, I now have had a newfound understanding of God.
我一直去思考一个问题。
I continue to ask myself a question.
信心是相信想要的事情一定会被神成全吗？
Is faith believing that what you want will be granted by God?
还是相信神的旨意最后结果不管是什么都能安然接受呢？
Or is it being able to accept whatever the will of God is at the end?
我们是否如哈巴谷书这样子说？
It is like what the book of Habakkuk says.
虽然无花果树不发旺，
Though the fig tree does not blossom,
葡萄树不结果
nor the olive tree's bud or the vine's bud.
橄榄树也不效力。田地不出粮食。
Even if the land does not give forth crops.
田圈中绝了羊。棚内也没有牛。
And there is no animals in the pens.
然而我要因神欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
I will still rejoice in the Lord and have joy in the Lord.
我们是否因为真的有了神，有了救恩而有喜乐呢？
Are we able to be joyful because we have salvation, because we have God?
当我们遇到患难时，
When we face with tribulation,
我们是不是只能看到眼前的一切？
Are we only able to see what's right before our eyes?
我们的眼睛是否就只能停在哥哥他山上？
Do our eyes just stop short of Golgotha?
不断地去思念十字架上的苦。
And not continue to meditate on the pain of the cross.
但是却忘了那背后即将成就更大的荣耀。
Do we forget that greater glory that lies behind all of this?
但是原来那荣耀是这一切最终的目的与结果。
Because actually that glory in the end or behind the scenes is the final story.
我们今天所受的一切苦难。
All the pain that we suffer today.
我们今天生活中的点点滴滴。
All the details of our daily lives.
不就是因为神希望我们能走到最后吗？
Isn't it all so that because God wants us to be able to walk to the end?
不就是因为神希望磨练了我们，使我们可以在末日得以完全吗？
Isn't it because God wants to test us and give us trials so that we can make it to the end?
就是因为这个原因，所以我们要得到试炼。
So that we can be perfect in the end. It is because of this that we are tested.
有机会能看清我们自己。
So that we have an opportunity to see ourselves even more clearly.
痛使我看清自己。
The pain allows us to see ourselves more clearly.
认识到神。
To understand God.
但是我怎配他如此的爱我？
But how am I worthy of how He's loved me?
就如同约翰福音第十三章第一节这么说。
It's just like John chapter 13 verse 1 says.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时间到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
对于这节经节，我有一个全新的诠释。
I now have a completely new understanding of this verse.
这个到底不是 洗礼那个地。
This teaching, this end in this verse is not the end of the foot washing.
这个底不是到我们患难的底。
This is not the end of our suffering.
这个底是到人生的最后。
This end is the end of our lives.
是到我们在见我们阿爸父的时候。
It is when we meet our Father once again.
神全能的计划下，我的生命得到了保守。
Under the complete guidance and will of God, or under the power of God, my life was has been guided and preserved.
信仰得到了磨练。
My faith was tested.
家庭得到了坚固。
Was refined and my family was strengthened.
我为此感谢神。
And for this, I thank God.
也感谢在长期这几年内大家为我的代祷。
And also thank all of the.Prayers that have been prayed for me during these years.
感谢神赐给我一路支持我的伴侣。
I thank God for the partner that He has provided to guide me through this whole time.
当他没有答案的时候，他知道他永远有祷告。
That when he didn't have an answer, he always knew that he did have a prayer.
最后，我们来念一个圣经节。
Finally, let's look at a Bible verse.
请看以赛亚书四十一章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 41.
以赛亚书四十一章九到十节。
Isaiah chapter 41, verses 9 and 10.
第九节。
Verse 9.
你是我从地极所领来的，从地角所招来的，却对我说：“你是我的仆人，我拣选你，并不弃绝你。”
Verse 9. You whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest regions and said to you, You are my servant, I have chosen you and have not cast you away.
第十节，你不要害怕，因为我与你同在。不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
Verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
我们每一个人都是神从地极招来的。
Every one of us was called together from the ends of the earth.
神拣选了我们每一个人。
God has chosen every one of us.
就因为他拣选了我们。
And it's because he has chosen us.
就如同约翰福音说的，他会爱我们爱到底。
That is just like it says in John, he will love us to the end.
不管发生什么事，
No matter what happens,
他所给我们安排的
what he has arranged for us,
都是要了成就那更大的荣耀
is all to accomplish that greater glory,
那就是哥哥他山后面的复活
which is the resurrection after Golgotha.
愿一切的荣耀归于天上的神
May all the glory be unto our God in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
我们非常感谢神。
Oh, we really thank God.
Judy, 他在这里，我们很坦然的，很坦白的，在这里见证主在他身上的爱。
Julie very openly shared with us here the love of God in her life.
虽然经过几次的痛苦，主是给他们一个很可爱的孩子。
Even though she went through many experiences of pain.God gave them a beautiful child.
经过一番的挣扎，神让他认识神更深。
And after all that conflict, God allowed her to understand Him even more.
这是她今天下午见证的主题。
This is the theme of her testimony today.
首先，她问了一个问题。
First, she asked a question.
接着，她自己告诉我们这个问题的答案。
And she also told us the answer to that question.
相信我们跟她一起这样走过这一段的见证。
I believe after we've gone through this testimony with her,
或许我们也有同样的问题。
Perhaps we may have the same questions or problems.
但是她也告诉我们她的答案是什么。
She has also told us what her answer is.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得你的答案是怎么样的？
What do you think your answer is?
原来他们的夫妻生活是不强求。不强求，不 force.
So it turns out that they're...
不一直不断的祈求。
In their marriage, they continue to ask.
主啊，你非给我不可。
It turns out originally they had told God that you have to give this to us.
因为他知道，如果强求但是不是神的旨意的话，就更难过。
And then she understood that if you continue to insist from God, but He does not give it to you, then you will be even more in pain.
这个在我们的信仰生活里面是一个很重要的事情。
This is an important thing in our lives.
大卫说，我们是一条虫。
David said that we are just like an insect.
我们是什么？竟敢，怎么能够向神求神？强迫神要给我们什么东西呢？
What are we that we can ask God or insist that God give us something?
因为我们知道神是至高无上的。
Because we know that God is up high.
所以当我们的祈求、我们的强求跟神的旨意不一样的时候，神因为他爱我们，所以他不一定会答应我们。
Above all things, and so when we ask for something that is not according to His will, then He may not necessarily give it to us.
那个时候，我们这个强求就变成我们难过的一个原因。
At that time, then our insistence will produce.Sadness.
他活生生的经验让他改变了他对神的看法。
And she experienced this in her life, which changed her view of God.
人的生活，人的生活的经验会改变人原来的想法。
Our lives and our experiences will change the way we think.
特别是我们在信仰生活上。
Especially in our walk of faith.
有时候我们会觉得说这样是对的。
Sometimes we may think like this is right.
为什么神的看法跟我的不一样？
How come God feels differently?
但是从今天的见证告诉我们，我们希望这是对的，我们才能够跟神祈求。
But today's experience or testimony showed us that if we feel like something's right, all we can do is ask.
所以他们在祷告当中向神祈求。
So in their prayers, they did ask.
他们确信生命是在神的手中。
They believe that life is in the hands of God.
包括我们的生命都是在神的手中。
Including our lives.
最后结果就是要荣耀神。
In the end, the result is to glorify God.
神，他的作为就是要荣耀神。
God's creation is to glorify God.
我们成为他荣耀的工具。
And we are tools to bring glory to Him.
这是我们所要做的。
And this is what we should do.
他说，我们实在不配得到神的爱。
And she said, we are unworthy for the love of God.
的确，圣经告诉我们说，是神拖着我们，不是我们拖住神。
And the Bible does tell us that God.Holds on to us and pulls us along, not we who pull God along.
这是我们从他的见证里面所看到的。
And this is what we see from her testimony.
我们有机会能够坐在这里，这是神的恩典。
It is the grace of God that we're able to sit here.
特别是我们走完了2012年，今天是最后一个安息日聚会。
Especially since we've gone through the year of 2012, and this is the last Sabbath of the year.
我们相信这是神的保守。
We believe that this was the protection of God.
因为在这一年当中，我们看到弟兄姊妹进进出出。
Because during this year, we've seen brothers and sisters come and go.
有人走进来，有人走出去。
Some people came, some people left.
有人荣耀神。
Some people glorified God.
有的人想要荣耀神。
Some people wanted to glorify God.
但是，他所做的。不一定是神要他做的。
But what they did may not necessarily be what God wanted them to do.
所以今天我们能够蒙神保守在这里走完了这一年，的确是一件很感谢神的事情。
And so it is a source of thanksgiving that we're able to be here and still be protected by God.
因为是神拖住我们。
Because it is God who has pulled us along.
我们请看诗篇。
Let's look at Psalm
十九篇。
19。
诗篇十九篇。
Psalm 19.
十九篇第一节
Psalm 19 verse 1
诸天述说神的荣耀穹苍传扬他的手段
The heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament shows his handiwork
这里告诉我们说宇宙万象都在宣告神的荣耀
Here it tells us that the universe, the creation declares the glory of God
神所创造的是在荣耀他
Everything God created is to glorify him
做事的人说这个万象都在宣告
And the psalmist said that all these thingsDeclare.
都在传扬他的作为。
They preach, they show the glory of God.
整个的我们的生活的环境都在传扬神的作为。
Everything that we see shows and declares the creation of God.
虽然那些不一定是我们所要的。
Even though they may not be things that we want.
那些可能是我们想要、不要的发生的。
Maybe there are things that we don't want to happen or don't want.
但是这些都在宣告神他的作为，在荣耀神。
But they all declare his glory and his handiwork.
第二节
Verse 2.
这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。
Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge.
不只是宇宙的万象，这个空间都在传扬神的作为。
And so not only do the physical creations show or declare God's handiwork.
在时间上，这一天到那一天，这夜到那夜。 每天都在诉说，每个晚上都在传播。
Even time itself, day unto day and night unto night, continues to broadcast this.
神所创造的，不管是时间、空间，都在传扬神的伟大。
Everything that God has created, even time and space, declare His power.
我们也是神所创造。
We are also created by God.
所以神选召我们。
So God has chosen us.
他要我们天天传扬他的伟大。
To declare his might day after day.
他要我们所做的能够荣耀他。
He wants everything that we do to glorify him.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
所以他不会因为我们对他的误解，我们对他的不了解，他就放弃我们。
So he will not give up on us just because we either don't understand him or misunderstand him.
刚才的见证告诉我们说，神爱我们到底。
His testimony has told us that God loves us to the end.
所以今天主让我们存留着。
So today God's allowed us to continue to exist.
就告诉我们他要给我们更多的爱。
And this tells us that he wants to give us more love.
让我们能够更加的完全。
So that we can become more perfect.
让我们能够更加的接近他。
So we can become closer to him.
从我们受洗开始到今天。
From the time we were baptized until today.
我们走过一段信仰的生活。
We have walked through this walk of faith.
但是我们常常会体验到让我们能够真正的长进，真正的长大，真正的成熟的，是当我们在碰到患难的时候。
But often we have experienced that what truly causes us to grow and to improve is suffering.
我们说患难见真情，真的患难的时候，你会看到有很多的帮助。
Truly, we see that during our time of suffering, we experience a lot of help.
我们的天父对我们也是一样。
Our Father is the same to us.
因为他训练我们。
Because He trains us.
他磨练我们。
He refines us.
为的是让我们更加的亲近他。
So that we can become closer to him.
有时候我们太过舒适了，我们会觉得，或许我们会觉得那是应该的。
舒适
太过 comfortable.
Sometimes we become too comfortable and we feel like this is the way life should be.
所以偶尔有一些磨练，有一些训练，对我们来说，这是我们成长的一个很重要的关键。
And so sometimes we will be trained, we will go through trials, and this is a key in our lives.
一个前提就是我们相信神。
And a prerequisite is that we believe in God.
我们相信他的爱。
We believe in his love.
他绝对不会把对我们不好的给我们。
He will not give us something that is not good for us.
所以我们就能够甘心的接受。
And so we're able to happily accept.
我们相信他爱我们到底。
We believe that God loved us to the end.
这个对他绝对的相信，让我们能够靠着他去走过他要我们所接受的磨练。
And this complete faith and belief allows us to go through these trials.
最后我们一起唱诗335首。
Finally, let's sing hymn 335.
Jesus, the nurse of the world, Son of God. His face I glad shall see.
非常感谢神的保守，让我们平安的度过了2012年。
We really thank God for His guidance that we've peacefully gone through the year 2012.
或许在一年当中，我们也碰过大太阳，也碰过大风雨的日子。
We probably have met with great sunshine as well as many cloudy days during this year.
就像我们下午所听到的见证，这一切都是神，因为他爱我们。
Just like the testimony we heard this afternoon, all of this is because God loves us.
我们感谢神的保守。
We thank God for His guidance.
我们也祈求真神加添我们属灵的力量。
We also ask God to give us a more spiritual strength.
让我们明年比今年能够更加的亲近神。
So that we can draw closer to Him next year compared to this year.
当我们越加的亲近神的时候
，When we become closer to God,
我们就会发现主就在我们身边。
We will find that God is just by our side.
他是我们随时的帮助。
He continues to help us.
当我们呼求的时候。
And when we ask him,
他在我们旁边,
he will be by us.
当我们歌颂赞美的时候,
and when we sing praises of, songs of praise to him,
他就在我们眼前,
he will be right before us.
他听得到,
he can hear us.
他看得见,
and he sees us.
他, 我们相信, 按照他所说的, 他愿意看到我们每一个成为他儿女的人, 都能够很欢欢喜喜地站在他的面前。
And we believe that all of us who are his children can joyfully stand before him.
他爱我们,
he loves us.
他不是为了要鞭策我们而爱我们。
He does not force us to love him.
那是因为他照顾我们，他要我们跟他一样。
But he loves us because he created us and wants us to be like him.
所以我们在祷告的时候，我们祈求神继续加添我们的能力。
So during our prayer, let's ask God to add on to our strength.
我们也祈求神，请他用我们。
Let's also ask God to use us.
我们知道每一位弟兄姊妹在神的面前都是一个宝贝的器皿。
We know that before God, we are all precious vessels.
都有他要用我们的地方。
There are all areas that He wants to use us in.
在教会里面，在神的家里面，他看每一位都是个宝贝。
In the church, in the house of God, He sees all of us as precious.
我们的工作有些是看得见的，有些是看不见的。
Some of our work can be seen, some of it cannot be seen.
我相信那看不见的比看得见的更多。
I believe that there are more that cannot be seen than can be seen.
也因此教会才会成长。
And it's because of this that the church is able to grow.
我们也求主悦纳我们今年的奉献。
We also ask God to accept our offerings to Him today.
求主继续用我们。
And ask God to continue to use us.
在新的一年当中，让我们有一个新的目标。
To give us a new goal in the new year.
让我们看到伯恩教会能够继续不断的成长。
So that we can see our Bowen Park Church continue to grow.
不管是前面有什么风阻挡。
No matter what lies before us, what obstacles lay ahead of us.
有什么大水阻隔了。
No matter what great waters will come to stop us.
但是我们相信，靠着主，我们能够往前走。
We believe that if we rely on God, we'll be able to walk forward.
我们深信主的带领能够让我们伯恩教会在明年更加的看到神的荣耀。
And we deeply believe that under His guidance, we'll be able to see the glory of God even more next year.
在今年最后一次安息日聚会的祷告当中，我们求神，我们继续的感谢主。
In our final prayer of this year, let us, or at church, let us continue to thank God.
利用这个机会
and use this example,
不断的称颂
sorry, this opportunity to continue to praise,
感念主的大爱
to remember His love.
让我们的颂赞声能够达到我们天父的耳中
May our, song, our voices of praise reach the ears of our Heavenly Father.
一起祷告
Let's pray.